Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Timothy Hodge Show. Shout out to everybody for listening and tuning in today. I'm waiting on my guest, Nicole Faithful Franklin, to stop by, gifted a choreographer and non-gospel phenom. I'm waiting on her arrival. While I'm waiting on her arrival, I'm going to play I Didn't Know My Own Strength by Whitney Houston, which is a true song climbing up the album chart. So here's Whitney Houston.
With my soul, I had nowhere to turn, I had nowhere to go. Lost sight of my dream, thought it would be the end of me. I thought I'd never make it through, I had no hope to hold on to. I thought I would break. I didn't know my own strength, and I crashed down, and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. I didn't know my own strength, survived my darkest hour. My faith kept me alive. I picked myself back up, hold my head up high. I was not built to break. I didn't know my own strength. Oh. Found hope in my heart. I found the light to light my way out of the dark. Found all that I need here inside of me. Oh, I thought I'd never find my way. But I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. Oh, I didn't know my own strength. Yes, I did. I feel like I hold my head up high. I was not built to break. I didn't know my own strength. I was not built to break.
Not again. Oh, this ain't supposed to happen to me.
Keep rocking and keep knocking. Whether you Louboutin it up or Reebokin, you see the hate that they serving on a platter. So what we gon' have, dessert or dessert?
I never thought I'd be in love like this. When I look at you, my mind goes on a trip. Then you came in and knocked me on my face. Feels like I'm in a race, but I already won first place. I never thought.
Okay.
My spirit when I thought you was gonna show up. You kind of took away the spirit.
Oh, my bad. I got so much going on today. What's your name again?
Timothy Hodge.
Timothy, I got so much going on today. My publicist had to call me. She was like, "You need to call him right now." I was like, "Oh my God, woo! It is so much going on." And I had other interviews lined up today, and trying to get off one phone, and it's just a lot going on. But I had you on my list.
That's understandable. You know, I felt kind of good, like, you know, I just come on the show, and I read about you so much. You know, you have a pretty impressive resume, you know, and the things that you've done. You know, so I was pretty impressed. So, first of all, thank you so much for coming on the show.
You're very welcome. I apologize.
No strikes to hold against you. So, for those who are not familiar with you, why don't you introduce yourself to them for me? Firstly, before you do that, let me give you your applause first of all. So I give all my guests an applause, and let everybody in the studio give you a round of applause. Hold tight for me. Introduce yourself to my listeners and let them know who you are, you know.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Nicole Faithful Franklin, and the album Taking It Back is out today in stores.
And, of course, you know, pretty impressive, hardworking and individual, I might say. Now, you got an album. Your album's coming out a very, very, very... It's a great day. So many people are releasing today. Marcus Houston and so many other people are released today. Always on the show today. I had a pretty hectic schedule today. And it's been so many people that had album released today. And, you know, I got her comment. I said, yeah, I'm going to stay in the station a little longer so I can, you know, interview you, of course.
Right.
You work with so many people. One of my all-time favorites, Whitney, of course, you know. She never came on the show. I'm trying to drag her over here. But it's like they, you know, I don't know what it is with Whitney, but her mom managed to come. Her mom came over here in a live studio interview, you know, and it was a great interview. So, you know, that was one of the highlights of my career that actually brought my show to number four, you know, so I thanked her for that. But I saw you work with her, another favorite, Queen Latifah, Mary J. Blige, you know, I mean, you know. You truly speak for yourself, let me say, you know, and I mean, you are on fire right now, girl. You are smoking.
Well,
you know, and you are smoking. Now, also, you did choreography, of course. You know, explain that. Talk about that before we talk
right,
about your
right.
Album.
Right, right. I mean, back,
album.
These, I mean, I work with these people on different levels. I mean, Whitney Houston, yes, I was honored to choreograph her and on the project we did, I'm Every Woman. She did an event, and I was able to choreograph her, and I was so honored, of course. It was crazy. I was, like, so nervous. But she was super cool. She's so down to earth. She's just a wonderful woman. And, Queen Latifah, Jada Pinkett. I was working with F. Gary Gray and a director called, his name is Paul Hunter. He's a video director. And, you know, by me working with them, I was able to work with people like Mary J. Blige and Puffy and Mariah. And, so it just was really an honor, you know. Did choreography for LL Cool J and did some video, did a film with Boyz II Men, because I'm a writer and director, too. They released on their last project. And just a lot of different things, but God has really just really been merciful and graceful. I can honestly say that all those things was nothing but Jesus, because only he can put stuff like that together. And I just really was honored to work with those people because they're all really talented and just, you know, really excellent at what they do.
I see that in 2000, you know, they said you rededicated your life to Christ, you know, in church, you know, at the His Presence Church in California.
We love in His presence.
Well, nothing wrong with that, you know. I grew up in the church as well, you know, and it means a lot, you know. It really means a lot, you know. You work with Warren Campbell, you know. I do know who that is, Baby Doll. I do know, you know, Campbell. He did some work with Whitney, if I'm not mistaken. You have a pretty impressive resume. I'm very speechless of what to say.
Warren, I was with Warren for about 5 years. Actually, the funny thing is I when I rededicated my life back to Christ, I was with working with Warren then, and you know, because he is a man of God, his wife is Erica from Mary Mary, and you know,
And
when I told him, you know, I'm going to do gospel, he was totally cool, and, you know, him being a man of God himself, and so he was, My Block Records was my first gospel deal that I had did with his label, which Mary Mary is on, so I was really honored to work with Warren. Just Erica and Tina, the whole family, they're just off the hook. I just love them all.
They seem like it. They seem like the very, very wonderful people.
Yes.
And, You oh my goodness. You're before you get to your album, do you still do choreography a lot? Do you still do that?
I sort of do. I don't do as much as before, you know, being that, you know, I don't work as much on secular projects as much. It really depends on the content and the project. You know, I am a minister, and
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, and it's just certain projects, it depends on the content. I just don't want to compromise, you know. I just really feel like as Christians, we really have to take a stance, and, you know, that's what causes confusion, all the compromising people. You know, you walk around, you say you're a Christian, but, you know, if you didn't tell anybody you was, people wouldn't know, because the way you act, the things you do. So.
Oh, you know what? That's called staying content. You know, to, you know, what you believe in. You know, no matter. I mean, sometimes, you know, you have to. No matter where the environment that you're in or what you're doing, you have to manage to stay where you know where you belong or your belief. You know what I mean? No matter, you know, because that's all. That's gonna always be around where, you know, they're gonna try to pull you out. You know, so, but you know, have to manage and be strong. You know.
Yeah,
I'm not preaching.
Yes, you are. come on.
Kevin Evans, of course, he's the CEO of Thank You Entertainment, and you know, gave you the deal, of course. You know, how did that come about?
Oh man, Kevin signed me to my first secular deal.
Mm-hmm.
Over at Street Life Scotty Brothers,
mm-hmm.
And So I had came to him in regards to this project, and who would have thought, you know, he's now, he had his own label, and he manages Yolanda Adams and Fred Hammond. And so he was doing gospel, and he just really liked the project and was willing to distribute the project to his label. He was really excited about it. So, once again, that had to be the Lord.
Right. That don't happen too
no.
often. If I could back it up for a minute, how did you actually get started? Was it the choreography that you got started with, or how did you actually get started, you know, in general?
You know, I got my break with my play sister, MC Trouble. I was choreographing her. She was signed to Motown Records, and she gave me my first break. She really believed in me as an artist. When nobody else, I wouldn't say nobody else did, but she had the faith enough to give me the opportunity because I was really, really young. And she allowed me to choreograph her, which opened up other doors for me to work with other people. You know, unfortunately, my play sister MC Trouble, Tasha, she passed away of an epileptic seizure right before she started working on her sophomore album.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it was her. And then, you know, I came out with an album as Nikki Kicks, and I had a single, a little risque song called What You Do to Me. But, you know, I have a testimony. So, you know, I wasn't always, you know, I was raised in church, been going to church my whole life, but I wasn't always, you know, walking the walk, I can honestly say.
Well, you know, I don't believe nobody was. You know what I mean?
I don't believe nobody was.
I don't think nobody else leads this a perfect life. You know what I mean? We
right.
all, you know, and you know, I mean, just that what you do. You know what I mean? That it's not as severe. You know what I mean? It's really, really bad. You know what I mean?
Right.
And some ministers themselves, you know, backslide as they call it. You know what I mean? And
right.
You know, I mean,
right.
things happen for whatever reason. You know what I mean? And so, you know, I can understand that, you know, this is the thing that I like about you, that you have a story to tell. You have something to go on. You have a story to tell. So, it was an event that they say, Nicole, come speak at this, you know, a music event, you know, about garden industry, and you're an artist that you have a story to tell. You know, I did this in my career, you know, how long have you actually been in the industry? I'm pretty sure you have some time in, right?
Wow. Oh, man, I've been in the industry for, my goodness, a long time. I can kind of say, since I was a kid.
mm-hmm.
I mean, 'cause I started off with MC Trouble when I was just a kid. I mean, you know, my mom had to be there.
mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's been years.
This industry is so, it's like turned upside down, you know, with how everybody, I mean, during the time when I can remember when I was singing in the industry at one point in time in the early 90s, to where they persevere on talent. You were there, you got a deal on talent.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's to where if the guy looks good or the girl looks good, then, you know, you got a pretty face or he's handsome, or the girl's going to like you or the guy's going to like her. And you would, you know, how, but you know what? Okay, you sign something like that, but how long is that going to last?
It's funny you're saying that. I had an interview earlier today, and the guy was talking about the same thing. It's funny. I'm up on got the name of the radio station. Oh, my God. I hope he's not listening.
mm-hmm.
But I had an interview, and he was saying the same thing, how the industry has changed and is based off of, like, image and videos and, you know, it's a different era.
It really is, and you know, and this is another thing with music. I listen to your CD. I love your music, don't get me wrong, but...
Oh, thank you.
No, I have to speak the truth sometime, and the reason why I say it is because, you know, some music that we get over here at the station, there, it's like people now, when they hear stuff from it, they hear so much that they're drawn to like it, you know, like, it's not like you can just let me listen to the song if I like it, if I don't. Not play it so much as, oh, I like this song. And I heard it so much, of course. You know what I mean? And, you know, now I was telling Marcus Houston the same thing earlier. So I don't believe they even sent this over to me when the Def Jam or Universal, why did they send this over here? What were they thinking? And then I'm saying to myself, oh, I see what the industry is doing, how they're doing, you know. And it's just so much. And you know what I like about you, that title, Faithful Frankie, you know what I mean? How did you come up with that? That was a brilliant idea. How did you come up with that?
Well, actually, I mean, my artist name really is Faithful, but there was a conflict, so I couldn't just use Faithful, so we just decided to put it in. But really, the Lord, honestly, to tell you the truth, the Lord gave me that name. Look, he gave me that name before I was even a minister, before I had even changed my life, but the Lord had shown me way back that where he was going to take me and things he was going to do, and I never forgot that that name. And so if I get into my testimony, it's just crazy, but God is faithful. So, yeah, he gave me that name because at the time I was not faithful to him when he gave it to me, and I remember talking to the Lord going, faithful? Oh, my God, like I'm praying, Lord, that you don't strike me for the life, you know, that I'm living right now. But, you know, the Lord was showing me where he was going to take me to if I just allowed him to do what he wanted to do in my life. He had another level and new things that he wanted to do. And I just got to the point where I just had to throw my hands up and say, yes, Lord, have your way, because I don't know what's best.
That's right. And, you know, if I could state this, I'm lost for a minute. Let me get
no, you're not.
Back.
Come on.
No, you know, I'm all because there's so many questions now that I'm trying to ask you. Oh, this here it is. I'm losing the little train of thought. Well, what type of church do you attend? Is it what type of church? Baptist? You know, what is it?
No. I was raised Baptist when I was young, but I go to a non-denominational church, Christ Center Fellowship. The church that I go to, I used to go to Innis Presence Church, but that's still my home church. I love Innis Presence, Pastor Mel and the family over there. I fellowship with them a lot, but my home church is Christ Center Fellowship. It's non-denominational.
Okay. And, do you prefer it that way?
Well, you know, I mean, non-denominational, I mean, that's really representative of who Jesus is. I mean, Jesus, you know, he wasn't a Protestant, Baptist, Methodist, you know, Buddhist. You know, he just came to seek and to save those that are lost. And that's all of us. We all need saving.
Right.
So it's not about a denomination, you know, because anybody can start a church and give it, you know, any denomination.
Right. The question that I want to ask you, and if you look at, we're speaking religious. I'm sorry to jump from one whole different area.
No, it's all good.
since you're involved in religion, this is another question that I need to ask, and basically a statement as well. I grew up in a Pentecostal church, and from my knowledge and from what I've seen all my years is that we're the particular only church. As far as the non-denominational, I never heard of that, but. In the church that I attend, or in that particular Pentecostal churches, they allow women to be head, just like as pastor or head of the church, to where, Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, a woman can only go but a certain level, and that's it. I disagree with that to a number of extent. I mean, they always say a man is always supposed to be head, but I always state if a woman can do the job, why not let her do it? Or if it's her calling, let her do the job.
Right, but that's where religion comes in, though. See, anybody can start a church and make their own rules. I mean, you start a church and call it Greater, Dance Over the River Baptist Method. I mean, you can start your own church and call it whatever, and then you make up your own rules. At this church, this is how it would be, which,
But then you know what?
The Bible says in heaven there's not going to be neither male nor female, no black, no white. It's not going to be any of that. You know, it's so funny how we make our own rules, but when you read the Word of God, what does the Bible say?
But we
have freedom. God gives us choice. We have freedom to make certain choices and do our own thing. But, the key is it's not doing it our way because we mess it up. It's about trying to do it God's way. And then don't interpret what you read. Just read the word for what it is. You don't have to. The Bible says don't add to and don't take away.
That's right.
You know? we're going to make mistakes. We're going to sin. As long as we're in the flesh, we're going to fail. We're going to sin. But none of us are perfect, but we're striving for perfection. When we mess up, we want to not go back the opposite way. We want to dust ourselves off, ask for forgiveness, and say, okay, Lord, now help me in this situation, whatever it is I have the issue with. Help me so I won't do it again, you know.
That's right.
So.
You're absolutely right. And, you said something that I was getting ready to say, but you took it out, you took it away from me, about don't change, don't take it away. I mean, that's in the Bible. So why would you go and change it around or put your own and put it in? This is another thing. A relative of mine is, a couple of them are in the Jehovah's Witness. And I read their Bible, and everything is just taken and just changed all around.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, why would you do that? I said, they said, well, we don't speak like that now. So, we speak how we speak. But I thought they said, don't change, don't take away something to that nature, that format. You know what I mean? So they're changing stuff around, And, when it comes to religion, I kind of get very, I kind of use all my that I have, because sometimes when I was younger, a pastor said, you need to pay attention. And if you're not paying attention, but you're taking it all in, and you use it when you're out, outside of the church, you try to use with that knowledge, towards
right.
the enemy, or, you try to use it. And I remember when I was in high school, and one of the ladies was there. She used to babysit all the children, the classmates who had kids, and, they couldn't have them in the class. And, I told her, I said, my sister, what's your past? And I told her, and she said, she's a woman? And she said, that's not biblical. That's her, something's wrong. She said, no woman's supposed to be, And I said, she's been like that for over 40 years. I said, it didn't change anything. She said, that's a couple people like that. She said, no, that's not right. She said, that's not, I'm like, this lady must have lost her mind.
Wow.
Because, and when you tell people that, they say that's not right. It always supposed to be a man running things. I guess because, Jesus was a man, God, they say God was a man, but, they only see the spirit of God, what I'm saying?
Right.
So, people just, had I believed her and followed her, I said, I was going to pastor, you're not supposed to be head of this church. But, I know better. And if God called you to do a job in His army, then you go and you do it. And that's the best job ever. That is the best job ever. So, we done took the interview to a whole different thing. From Christians.
Hey, when you start talking about religious topics or politics, which I don't get into politics, but God is faithful. He's good.
Yes, He is. Now your album.
Yes, sir.
Let me think of your album. Nicole Faithful Frankie, your album. Is that the title of your album?
The title of the album is Taking It Back. The single at radio right now is Purpose and Destiny.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Now, how many tracks on your album? I don't have your album in front of me. My intern got it, and she took it from me. She got to give it back. But, they just take my stuff over here. But so I'll let the listener know how many tracks are on your album, and let them know your favorite. I know you've got a favorite on there.
Yeah, there's 12 tracks on the album. God, my favorite. You know what? Honestly, my favorite probably is The Greatest. That's a praise and worship song on there. It's probably my favorite. I mean, it's really just a song, honestly, that's just exalting the Lord. I mean, there's nobody greater than Jesus Christ. And it's just really a song that's just really exalting Him. It's a worship, up-tempo, upbeat song, a lot of, it has horns and congos. It's just really a lively song. So I really, that's probably my favorite. I mean, of course I have other songs I like, but I mean, if I had to just really pick one, it'd probably be The Greatest.
Mm-hmm. Now, when they go pick up this album, what can they expect to get out of this album when they go pick it up?
I think they can expect to be encouraged. People can expect to be encouraged and uplifted. My strongest personal desire is that, people really encounter the presence of the Lord. That, lives are changed and that something in the message will, encourage them, uplift them. And, and it's an album that they can all, that when they listen to, they can just keep playing it over and over again and feel the presence of the Lord. I mean, because that's really what it's all about, to minister. I mean, you do gospel music. It's not for self, but it's really to honor and to glorify God and hopefully to draw people closer to him. You know, because my saying is, if you want to be a star and you want it to be all about you, then you shouldn't be doing gospel music. You should really, you know, do secular music, because, you know, you're ministering because you're getting the message of Jesus Christ out, you know, not your message.
Right.
The message of, you know, Jesus Christ and his message, his word, God, you know. So I'm really just hoping that people, you know, will draw that from this project.
You know what, and Nicole's faithful, frankly, and, you know, faith, that word means a lot to me, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
My grandmother, before she passed, if she didn't have anything else, she had faith, and she stood on it. She stood on it well. The pastors, the ministers in the church, she had more faith than them, let me tell you. They were so impressed by the faith that she had, and we're talking, my grandmother was out, I mean, it was late one night. My grandmother was going. I said, "Grandma, why are you going outside?" I said, "Something will happen. It's late." She said, "You know what she told me?" She said, "I walk by faith, not by sight."
All right.
And, you know, that was, you know, and she always said that, you know. So, I mean, she was not worried, because she knows she was walking by faith, and she wasn't, you know what I mean? And that's, faith was not that, you know. And I said, I wish I had at least 10% of the faith that she had. At least 10%. Because if she didn't have nothing else, she had faith. And then that, and then they said, it's supposed to be faith, it's the size of a mustard seed, if I'm not mistaken. You know what I mean? That's very, very small. But she had a lot, and she stood on it very, very well. So that's why I had kind of got something from that faithfulness. You know what I mean? Nicole Faithful Frank said that, you know, that means a lot. You know, faith means a very lot. And it can take you so far. You just have that, just a little. You know what I mean? And the more you have, the better the outcome is going to be.
Yeah, the Bible tells us without faith, it is impossible to please God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, faith is the key. You know, as the song goes, faith is the key, you know, locks the doors. It's by faith. We're saved by grace through faith. You know, but it's not easy. You know, we talk, and, you know, you talk about the Bible, you talk about, but, you know, in all honesty, it's not easy serving the Lord. It's not easy trying to do, you know, the right thing. You know, it's easier to do wrong. It's like, you know, I do prison ministry, and, you know, and sometimes when I'm there, I tell them, I say, you know, I'm not here to look down on you, because, boy, I was definitely I call myself a bad girl. I was a bad girl. My friends say, "You're a bad girl, son, good girl." But, you know, it's one of those types of situations, you know, it's easier to do wrong. You know, it's hard when you're driving and somebody cuts you off or do something. It's easy to, you know, go off, but it's harder, really, to not say anything, to just smile and keep driving. You know, it takes Jesus down here. It takes, you know, the help of the Lord, and we need him daily. And, you know, we have to do that by faith, because none of us have physically seen God, but we believe by faith that he exists and that he is as real as I'm talking to you today.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, you're going
to
get me stirred up.
they say the Spirit of God. And, you know, this is another thing, you know, and that is so true. It's so easy to do bad. It's, like, so easy.
It is.
Another thing. And, you know, you have people that, you know, that drag you down or that come at you, just, you know. And it's hard to say that I said consistent. I asked Regina Bell that same question when she came on the show. How do you manage to stay consistent? Because, you know, her husband's a pastor, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, how did you and it's another thing. You are actually being watched and your target. If you do, I mean, being in gospel, you know, for instance, and I'll make an example, yourself, where, okay, she's supposed to be all godly and all stuff, but I saw her doing this. You know, you are watched, and you say, well, she's supposed to be this, and she's supposed to be that, but I saw her doing this. And it's like, you do one more thing, and it's like, you're a hypocrite. You have to always watch your surroundings, because, you know, especially with gospel, you know, you're put in a category. You're put in a category, and, you know, like, you're supposed to be, like, a saint. Like, no, you do no wrong at all. if you do, it's not supposed to be seen, you know, in human man's eye, it's not supposed to be seen, you know, or you're labeled, or you just messed up, you got that accent, you just messed up.
It's
just society itself, and it's crazy, and this is what I like about this. Is, and then Candy Staten made the statement when she went over to Europe, overseas. Nicole, can you hold on for me for 2 seconds?
Yes, yes.
Okay, hold on. Nicole?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, but, you're very tall. Now, this is another question I want to ask you.
Yes.
For upcoming gospel artists that want to break into the business, what advice would you give to them?
Probably my best advice is to really utilize the time that we're in with the internet. You know, before, back in the days, you know, you always had to try to, you know, if you didn't get a major deal, you would never be heard. But now with the accessibility of the internet, being able to reach the entire world, you know, you have digital distribution now. You know, you got like there's CD Baby and all those different places you can go to for digital distribution, you know, with the YouTube and uploading videos and all that. I would say really utilize the time that you're in. I mean, you have people who are getting major deals. When I say major, I mean like with a major label, like, you know, Universal Records and, you know, you got Motown Records and EMI and all these different people who are finding people off of videos on YouTube and finding them. And probably my other advice would be, you know, if one door shut, you know, just keep going. Don't get discouraged if somebody's not interested in your music or somebody, you know, several, you know, people don't want to sign you. You know, if you really believe that your call to sing or to rap or whatever it is artistically, to paint, whatever it is, you know, keep following your vision. Keep following, you know, your passion. Keep doing it, you know. And if it's God's will, you know, the right door that you're supposed to go through, the right person is going to come, and it's going to come to pass. You know, don't get discouraged, and really utilize the times that we're in. That was a long-winded answer, but...
No, you're fine. I'm just so very, very excited to have had you on the show, let me tell you. I'm just so excited, you know, reading your resume and then speaking to you. Now, besides your album, what else are you working on?
I got a couple things. You know, I'm still working in television, film, and production, which is a major passion of mine. I'm still working at the church, you know, associate minister there. So just you know, doing a bunch of ministry stuff and have some projects that I'm working on for television and film and stuff like that. And, you know, just really trying to uplift the kingdom of the Lord and use the gifts that he's given me really to glorify him and to get the message of Jesus Christ out.
Someone in the chat room, they want you to give out your website and, you know, your MySpace, your Facebook, whatever, and your Twitter. You know, they want to know more about you. They're very interested. They asked me, were you the daughter of Kirk Franklin? But
you know what? Lord have mercy. Let me tell you, I have my CD somewhere, and somebody was saying, oh, Kirk Franklin's wife has a CD out. And the lady in the store was like, yeah, because I came up there. I was like, oh, how was the CD selling or whatever? They were selling some of the same. She said, oh, yeah, they was having this whole conversation talking about, oh, Kirk Franklin's wife. I am not Kirk Franklin's wife. And no, I don't know if she does music, but they can find me at the website, NicoleFaithfulFranklin.com. That's NicoleFaithfulFranklin.com. They can go to my MySpace, myspace.com/NicoleFaithfulFranklin, and catch up with me there. So, believe it or not, I just got on Facebook. I'm still getting my Facebook stuff together. And I'm not Twittering yet. When I have something interesting enough to Twitter about, I'll start Twittering. I just don't want to, you know, be Twittering about nothing. I'm at the beauty shop.
That's totally understandable. It took me a while to... Well, every now and then I go to my Twitter. I'm not really a big Twitter, you know, but I'm on there every now and then, you know, to check certain things. But it's
right.
Kind of boring to me, you know.
So we're getting ready to do the video for the second single and prepping for that.
Oh, okay.
Getting ready to start a tour. So I'll probably start Twittering then.
Okay, I know I'm going to get the phone call up here in the video and to
them
when I'm going to be a part of the tour. I cannot wait. I cannot
wait. So you sing?
Yes. I stated that early in the interview. I know.
I
used to sing with the Grace Church Choir. '92. That's how, you know, I kind of got my name out there. You know, I sung with them for a few years, and you know, after that I kind of left and I wasn't doing anything. Then I kind of came back and I started doing some television projects and you know, with BET and then different things like that. And you know, then I landed here at radio. So. You know, kind of a long story. I'm trying to make a long story short, basically.
Right.
You know, had some ups and downs, you know.
Yeah, like we all do. God is faithful, though.
You know, but I am here, you know. I'm here, you know. Thank God for that. You know, I came, as I say, a mighty, mighty long way. You know, I'm still young, you know. So I still, you know, got, you know, my whole life ahead of me, you know.
Yes.
But nevertheless, if there's anything that you can invite me to, whatever, just let me know, and Timothy will do his best to get to that destination.
Okay.
And even if you're in New York, you know, and you're having an event, say, you know, call me up, say, Tim, come on by, you know, I will be there, you know. I mean, I always like to go to different events, you know, to, you know, talk to different, meet different people, you know what I mean? And,
Supposed to do the Black College Expo Tour, the Black College Expo Tour in New York. But I still have to confirm that. I'm just trying to get me and my whole, it's so many of us, trying to get us all out there. They've already confirmed me for it. I'm just trying to see if I can get everybody to come out there. I got a bunch of people with me.
Okay.
I got a whole posse of people.
Nicole, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Oh, you're
so
very
much
welcome. I enjoyed it.
I was honored to have you. And please come back anytime that you see fit. Please. Don't forget.
I'm holding you that.
No, this is not industry talk. This is very for real.
Okay, that's
come
what's
back.
Up.
Come back by the show anytime you see fit. Good luck with your album. Good luck with everything.
Thank you
that
so
that
much.
You're trying to accomplish, and anything, and always keep God first in anything and everything that you do.
Yes.
Because it's always going to be a great outcome when you got him involved. And another thing, give your shout outs. Give your acknowledgments.
Yes, I just want to let everybody know the album is out today, September 29th. The album's in store, taking it back. You can get it in stores, Walmart, Best Buy's, and, you know, or go online and get it. And just want to give a shout-out to my mom. I love my mom and my brother and my manager, Kevin, and just to everybody, really. I just want to encourage everybody to keep Jesus first. And to be honest, only what you do for Christ will last. We have only one life to live, and it will soon pass. And only what you do for Jesus Christ will last. And that's it. Shout out to you and just to everybody.
Oh,
and I really appreciate having me on the show today.
Thank you so much. I just hate to let you go, but I don't want to take up all your time.
That's what's up.
You know, I'm going to say I love you so much for coming on the show, and I mean that. And, you know, come back by and good luck with everything. You're such a beautiful person and a talented lady.
Oh, thank you.
Thank
and
you.
And I do apologize
so
about calling you late. Oh, God.
No. That's forgotten about.
We don't
have to talk about that already. So you don't owe me any apologies. Good luck, Nicole.
Okay,
good luck. And send my love to everybody. Send my love to everybody. All right? You'll be blessed.
You're welcome. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
You too.
You're my everything, you know? Everything I ever wanted. I saw you, thought to myself, don't I know you, girl? You stole my heart, and I cannot lie. Wish I was your kind of guy. Wish I was the one that you wanted to claim, wanted to spend your time with.
Baby, your love.
Check. Got me going out my head, got me thinking strange feelings, girl. You're the only one that makes me feel this, and baby, your love got me imagining what it looks like in the mirror, girl. I'm so glad that I got you. I'm so glad that you was with me. In your eyes, it was gonna be you and I, babe. Brought you into my life, and so come into my world. I wanna be your boy. I want you to be my girl, the one that I love. I put above everything. Yeah, got me going out my head, got me thinking strange feelings. Got me, 'cause you're the only one that makes me feel this. Flying over the moon, I wanna be the one you're coming home to.
Stunting, doing my two-step frontin'. Now I'ma tell you what them told me, homie. Just lose the parental discretion. Advise this is both for you. Now blend in with me as I proceed to break it down. It's always off the chain, man, when I'm around. I play the block pumpin'. It was all for the dough. I get the club jumpin', 'cause I'm sick with the flow. You know it's so loud, like wherever I go. I jam back the show, man, that's the show. I got the info, you already know. Man, I get it poppin' in the club. Everybody show me love, let's go.
No, I got what it takes to make the club go out of control. Flip flag, turn the music up a little bit. Bounce with me now, shawty, let's get in the room. You know I got what it takes to make the club go out of control. Flip flag, turn the music up a little bit. Bounce with me now, homie, let's get in the room.
You wanna search me, then search me, but hurry up, 'cause I'm thirsty. I need that brand in my system, pee on my thoughts, listen. In clubs, through bays, with a chick that go both ways. Let me see that ID, that's a room full. Put a drink till the verm is gone. Hit the dance floor like a scene from softball. For it pop, make a sign of disclaimer. Try to get me on some pop shit, these tricks are framing. But in any event, he fucking with 50, it makes sense. Sense into them dollars, the hoes wanna holler. But you looking at a nigga that them came from the squalor. Now my money's so long, I could pop your collar. Now follow, say nothing, let me see you swallow. In my crib, got the cold air bathed in the problem. In the club, feed the liquor of the wise, we starving. So much green, getting twisted like potato for garden. Let's go.
You know I got what it takes to make the club go out of control. Flip flag, turn the music up a little bit. Bounce with me now, shout it, let's get in the room. You know I
got what it takes to make the club go out of control. Good plan, turn the music up a little bit. Bounce with me now, homie, let's get it.
You already know how I go, I bang, I shine, I play, I stay, I'm going for mines. I'm young, I'm black, I'm rich, yes. I'm getting in the motherfucking project steps. I'm cool, I'm calm, you looking real stressed. I'm strapped, I'm on kick, hold your head. I'm known for gap popping. When I got problems, I don't run, I just gun you all up. But we ain't come here to start no drama. We just looking for our future baby mamas. With money, with face, with style and body. I cook, I clean, I swear that mommy. Just as long as you don't go off and tell nobody. I go down low, I'm lying, I'm trying my best to let you know. Sugar pop, get at P, the doc beat, make it easy to get him in the bed sheet.
No, I got what it takes to make the club go out of control. Good plan, turn the music up a little bit. Bounce with me now, shout it, let's get in the room. You know I got what it takes to make the club go out of control. Good plan, turn the music up a little bit. Bounce with me now, homie, let's get in the room.
Always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Yeah. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive, cause love is found.